Secondly, you need to learn some of the proofs which have convinced us of the spherical shape of the earth. Although we say that the earth is spherical in shape, it is not a perfect sphere, as it is bulging at the equator and flattened at the poles. We call this shape an oblate spheroid. Proof number one. Since the sun and other planets are spherical in shape, the earth too must be spherical in shape. Proof number two. Had the earth been flat, then every place on the earth's surface would have had sunrise and sunset at exactly the same time. Proof number three. When we view the horizon from a hilltop, it looks curved and isn't a straight line. Proof number four. During a lunar eclipse, Aristotle observed the shadow of the earth as being circular and concluded that a circular shadow can only be made by a spherical body. Proof number five. While sighting a ship from the seacoast, it gradually becomes visible. Had the earth been flat, we would have seen the entire ship all at once. Proof number six. The pole star is always vertically above the North Pole. Had the earth been flat, the pole star would have been overhead at a 90-degree angle at all places on the earth's surface. Proof number seven. Ferdinand Magellan's ship named Victoria continued to sail westwards and finally reached right back to where it had started, thus proving the earth to be round. Proof number eight. In earlier times, the most convincing proof was the Bedford Level Canal experiment conducted by Dr. Wallace, a Britisher. He fixed three poles of equal length at an equal distance of 1.6 kilometers apart into the bedrock of the Bedford Canal. He ensured that each of the poles was the same height above the water in the canal. Using a telescope, he observed a side view of the poles and discovered that the central pole was higher by 20 centimeters, thus proving the curvature of the land beneath the canal water. As proof number nine, we have images taken by satellites in outer space which prove beyond a doubt that the Earth is indeed spherical in shape. Thirdly, in order to best understand the Earth as the home of humankind, important keywords and concepts to learn are as follows. The domain of land is called the lithosphere. The domain of water is called the hydrosphere. The domain of air is called the atmosphere. The term biotic refers to all the living components of the Earth's environment. For example, the plant kingdom and animal kingdom, including humans. The term abiotic refers to all the non-living components of the Earth's environment. For example, land, water, and air. The biosphere, as we learnt earlier, is the narrow zone of contact where all life forms exist. Therefore, it includes the three domains of the Earth along with the biotic and abiotic components of the environment. The biosphere is estimated as being 15 kilometers thick. In comparison to the size of the Earth, the extent of the biosphere seems small, yet it is home to an estimated 1.5 million different species of organisms. The majority of these organisms exist in the layer of the atmosphere which is nearest to the Earth's surface. The biosphere provides all living organisms with the nutrients and resources needed for their survival. Thus, through various interactions, the biosphere, biotic and abiotic components of the environment are interdependent and influence each other. Hence, we must reduce human activities which impact this balance and seek to conserve the resources of the biosphere and live peacefully with all other organisms. Thank you, students, and all the best with your assignment.